This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Listening to live and on-demand shows has never been easier on MPR. All you have to do is go to the App Store or Play Store on your device and search up Access Internet Radio NZ. Select and download the first option at the top of the list. Once you've downloaded the app, the next step is to open the app and look for MPR. Once found, select it and then browse freely. Supported by New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to the Fortnightly Sports Show with your producer, Aaron, and Brian. What have we got on the show today, Brian?
Good afternoon, Aaron. Good to be back. Did you miss the show?
Oh, I miss it every time it's not on, mate.
Yeah, good break. Yeah, very good. We've got Robert in the studio with us today. He wants to talk about table tennis and golf.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the studio, Robert.
Thank you for having me.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
It's our pleasure.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Shall we hit the first song, Brian?
Right.
Here we go with Joe Hurtler and the Rainbow Seekers, the song The Garden.
You are a garden with flowers in bloom, sewn like a quilt, double stitched in truth. You are the nest from which I flew. You are the one thing I still let fall through. Your body has been lost, but I still hear your song. Your rain over the land keeps the river moving on. We pulled away the flashlight and took our hands from our eyes. You're the fertile ground of death that's showing signs of life. Even though we think we are so strong, hold tight to the world in an image of ourselves. A heart to find a home. You are a garden with flowers in bloom, sewn like a quilt, double stitched in truth. You are the nest from which I flew. You are the one who I still let fall through. Your body has been lost, but I still hear your song. You're a mountain to the land that tells the time to move on. You showed us how to let go and how to honor time's long past. You showed us how to hold on and accept that nothing lasts. Even though we think we are so strong, we fight to the world in an image of ourselves. Need a heart to find a home. You are a garden, flowers in bloom, sewn like a quilt, double stitched in truth. You are the nest from which I flew. You are the one thing I still let fall through. You are the one thing I still let fall through. You are the one thing I still let fall through. You are the one thing I still let fall through.
And over to you with the sports results, Brian.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. Welcome back to the Manawatu People's Radio. Now to the Manawatu Cricket. The season starts tomorrow. Depends on the weather. The draw, Premier 1 Boys High versus Old Boys at Manurah Park 5, United versus Fielding at Manurah 6. It's good to see the Fielding Cricket Club back in Premier 1. Marist versus Freiburg on Manurah 8. And now Mitre 10 results in the rugby. Round 6, Hawke's Bay 27, Waikato 24, Canterbury 42, Northland 12, Bay of Plenty 31, Taranaki 17, Manawatu Turbos 31, Southland 26, Auckland 28, Counties Manukau 13, Wellington 54, Otago 24, Tasman 21, North Harbour 17. In round 7, Manawatu Turbos 32, Canterbury 29, Hawke's Bay 35, Taranaki 17, Tasman 35, Waikato 26, Southland 42, Counties Manukau 14, Otago 21, North Harbour 15, Wellington 34, Auckland 15, Bay of Plenty 46, Northland 22. And in the last weekend's results, Taranaki 19, Southland 0, Tasman 40, Auckland 0, Bay of Plenty 51, Hawke's Bay 24, Wellington 57, Northland 36, Canterbury 36, Counties Manukau 5, Otago 45, Waikato 35, and North Harbour 29, Manawatu Turbo 16. So the points table, with only 2 rounds to go, it's getting very exciting. In the top 4 so far, Tasman on 38 points, Canterbury on a Wellington 31, Canterbury 25, North Harbour 21. And in the championship points table, Hawke's Bay 34, Bay of Plenty 31, Otago 25, and there's a toss. There's going to be a toss up between Taranaki and the Turbos for the fourth placing, with Taranaki on 18 points and Turbos on 16. The draw for round 9 tonight, North Harbour play Wellington at North Harbour Stadium, and tomorrow, Bay of Plenty play Manawatu at Tauranga, Auckland play Southland, Otago play Canterbury for the Shield. And in the Heartland rugby, Wairarapa round 6 results, Wairarapa Bush 20, Buller 17, West Coast 21, East Coast 19, Horowhenua 38, Poverty Bay 28, South Canterbury 21, King Country 19, Thames Valley 31, Mid Canterbury 17, Whanganui 27, North Otago 22. And with 2 rounds to go, South Canterbury and West Coast are both on 22 points, Thames Valley on 21, and there's a toss-up between North Otago and Wairarapa Bush for 4th place on 19 points. So the draw for tomorrow for the Heartland Rugby, Thames Valley play South Canterbury at Pairoa, Wairarapa Bush play Horowhenua at Masterton, West Coast play Buller, Whanganui play King Country, North Otago play Mid Canterbury, Poverty Bay play East Coast at Tikawiti. And in the Wharepama Cup, the draw, there's a game on tonight. North Harbour play Taranaki, and the game's tomorrow. Bay of Plenty play Manawatu at Tauranga. Auckland play Counties Manukau. Hawke's Bay play Otago, and Northland play Tasman. And the game on Sunday is Waikato playing Canterbury. So that's all the rugby.
Drunk and drenched in southeast Chicago, having conversation with the Calumet.
You jumped right in like an old steel barge. You sank like an industry that came and went. As you rose to the surface, you pondered your purpose, straight gazes with skyscrapers staring down. As you asked them their names, they groaned in the quaked like sleeping sentinels waking up. Like sleeping sentinels waking up.
Welcome back to the fortnightly sports show on Manawatu People's Radio. Can't wait another speedway. Can't wait till the opening night of the Robinson International Speedway starts October the 19th. Just depends on the rugby. And it starts at 6:30. And every class will be running on that night. And all you Speedway fans out there, every Thursday night, the Speedway Radio Show, when the boys are here talking to drivers, promoters, and up-and-coming events, show not to be missed here on Manawatu People's Radio 99A at 7 o'clock on Thursday nights. And the 2019-2020 season calendar is out and upcoming events, and it is on the PN Speedway website. Looking at it, it's going to be another great season. So that's all from the Speedway.
Just keep laughing it off. Just keep laughing it off. Just keep laughing off, just keep laughing it off, just keep
laughing it off. Just keep laughter standing in a cold place. Laughter standing in the dust. Oh no, I can only imagine what you went through when you sold your faith for luck. You walked around in the shadows in the fog. Their bony fingers always covering their eyes. They kissed your lips and put a bag over your body. But you never let them bury your mind. Just keep laughing it off. Just keep laughing it off. Just keep laughing it off. Just keep. Do you believe me now? I know it's hard to believe in anything. You are the fire. Should have gone out, but got bigger and stronger in the wind, and a spark still burned on. And one by one, we all caught fire with concentrated love. Don't fear the spark, just grab the wire. Just keep laughing it off. 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 You will be
welcome back to the fortnightly sports show, Manawatu People's Radio. As I said earlier in the program, that we have Robert in studio. He plays table tennis and golf. And we'll introduce him now. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon, Brian.
What's the story about table tennis?
Well, I play Special Olympics golf and table tennis. And it's pretty fun to actually do.
Highly competitive, is it?
Honestly, I think it's competitive, but the way I see it is sports is not about competing. It's about participation and having fun And if you win, well, then that's a feather in your cap.
Brilliant. I like that attitude. It's good.
What about the golf?
Oh, the golf is quite a real good challenge to do, particularly when driving. I've actually discovered when learning to drive, I'm better off listening to music, because otherwise I end up digging holes in the grass.
I hear that you go to one of the golf courses on a Thursday afternoon.
That is correct. The one in Brightwater Terrace, the Palmerston North Golf Club.
What age did you start playing sport?
What age did I start playing sports? I was at primary school, and the first sport I actually learnt to play was soccer, but didn't see it through.
What about you, Brian?
Is there any other sport you have played?
When I was in Sea Cadets, I actually did sailing and rowing. Over time I ended up coming towards playing golf and table tennis.
Is there any other sport you like to play?
Other sports. I never really thought about it. It's because it's something that has never crossed my mind, but apart from 10-pin bowling. But I don't know if it's a sport.
Tell us about all your trophies you won this year.
Well, I came second place in my division at golf up in Taupo. I came fourth place in my table tennis, and I just recently participated in the Special Olympics Talent Quest, and I managed to get vocal solo winner and overall winner. But last year I ended up winning the Variety Act.
How do you find, what's the difference between golf and table tennis?
Well, golf, you're outside, and literally it will depend on the weather and if it's a nice day, but you find out it's cancelled, then you end up being the only person there, which I've done a few times. Whereas table tennis, that's done over in the Barbara Hall.
Oh, yes.
At Mulgrave Street.
Yep.
So, yeah.
What I hear you can do different voices.
Oh, yes.
How many can you do?
One of my most famous ones is Professor Snape, but I also do Kermit the Frog.
Would you give the listeners an opportunity? Yeah. Well, give us a whirl.
it's a bit of a tough crowd for me, but I'll see what I can do for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Nicely done.
I hear that you've got a coach that coaches you all the sports?
Yes, Helen Johnson, who is is a very busy coach, does about, I think, more than two sports. There's about four, maybe five, all up. So, she, yeah, real busy coach, that's for sure.
Uh, What on a bit, I hear that you've been watching the World Cup rugby, and what did you think of Ireland getting beaten by Japan?
That was actually a real nail biter, because seeing that, it definitely opens up the Rugby World Cup to seeing who will be in the final four, because now it's now basically bets taken into who's going to get into the final and who won't.
So who's going to get into the final?
Yeah. I'm actually guessing. I'm putting my bets of invisible money.
fair enough.
Because I don't bet.
Yeah, yeah.
More like Monopoly money, on New Zealand, Japan, Wales and Italy being in the final four.
Okay.
But it will be an interesting one to actually see.
See what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who's going to take it out?
I don't know just yet, but I'm probably going to say New Zealand, Japan will be the game.
Yeah, with the winner of? Folks.
It will definitely, betting on New Zealand as the winner.
The boys will bring it home?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add?
It's definitely going to be a real nail-biter to see the end results of the next few weeks and who will get to the final four. But, yeah.
Is there any? So thanks a lot for coming on the show today, Robert, and we might call you in some other time when you have more success, and then we'll see, yeah, and we'll see in a couple more months' time when you get some more trophies. Okay, thanks for coming in again.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, right. I've got a question here to ask you, Aaron.
Roger.
What do you think about the NFL so far?
Oh, mate, it's winding up to be an interesting year. Those Patriots will probably knock it out again.
Yeah. Yeah, I see the Packers lost, and so did the Rams.
Yeah, Rams lost, eh, Ryan?
Yeah, lost their first games.
Let's not talk about the Packers again.
Yeah, I know, yeah. So
first out of the four games.
We're up to round four already, and I'll quickly go through these scores for round four.
Last week's results?
Pardon?
Last week's results?
Yeah.
Cool.
Last week's results. Stellars, 10. Beagles, 3. Eagles, 34. Packers, 27. Titans, 24. Falcons, 10. Patriots, 16. Bills, 10. Chiefs, 34. Lions, 30. Raiders, 31. Colts, 24. Chargers, 30. Dolphins, 10. Giants, 24. Redskins, 3. Browns, 40. Ravens, 24. Panthers, 16. Texans, 10. Buccaneers, 55.
Buccaneers. It's all good.
55. Rams, 40. Seahawks, 27. Cardinals, 16. Bears, 16. Vikings, 6. Jaguars, 26. Bengals. 24.
Bengals.
And Saints, 12. Cowboys, 10. So what do you think of those results?
Oh, mate. Could be good. Could be better. Could be worse.
Yeah. Well, wait till the next round this weekend. Who are your team playing this weekend?
Oh, I can't remember. Who the Packers are playing?
Packers. Yeah, I'll have to have a look at the draw.
As long as those Patriots lose a couple of games, I'll be happy.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's all good. Okay, that's all we've got time for the show today, and we'll be back on the 18th of October at 3 o'clock. So have a good weekend, everybody.
Support this program and others like it by giving a donation to NPR. More details at npr.nz.